The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gary, as the expert on food and what you consume, this is right up your alley. This is a new diet, or a different take on this. There's a dieting battle, isn't there? Whether you either have a lot of carbs or you reduce your carbs.
Yeah, although I think the weight of evidence is now coming down, pointing out that you've got to have fewer carbs, so less rice, less pasta, less bread, less of those starchy foods in your life. And funnily enough, last week at home, we just decided we wouldn't have any of those things for the week. And I've got to tell you, I felt so good by the end of the week. I just felt really a lot lighter. I didn't lose that much weight, but I did feel so much better in myself. I didn't have a slice of bread last week. Not even a bowl of rice.
Interested in your views on this. 13-13-32. There's a UK dietitian, Dr. Trudy Deacon. She has founded Expert Health, which is a charity fighting childhood obesity. She claims her diet is 82% fat. She's never been healthier. Secret to weight loss is cutting out the carbs. She's written a book about this, and she's promoting the book and talking about her theory. She's on the line. Dr. Deacon, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Trudy, thanks for joining us this morning. Is that right that your diet is around 82% fat?
That's correct, yes, and around 3% carbohydrates.
So tell us, what would you eat in a normal day?
I tend to get up about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and don't tend to feel hungry until about 9 or 10 a.m. And then I tend to have in the office around 2 or 3 eggs with some cheese and some butter, done in the microwave, so it's like a souffle. And with that, I will have some oily fish, some tinned mackerel, or some smoked salmon. And that's very filling. I don't feel hungry again then until probably late afternoon, when I will either have a homemade scone made out of walnuts and ground almonds, or I will have some berries with some double cream. And then in the evenings, I will have some form of meat or fish with some buttered vegetables.
So, what's your cholesterol level like?
Absolutely fine.
Is it? So, what does the medical fraternity say about your research and your findings?
Well, this isn't actually a new thing. I think for one or two decades now, there's been emerging evidence coming to light. Back in the 1950s, there was research done by a researcher called Ansel Keys, who concluded that saturated fat in our diet increased the risk of heart disease. But his research, although it really led the nutritional guidelines around the world, has now been seriously flawed, and that's not a new finding. He chose the 7 countries in which he did his research, and we now know that there's actually no evidence, no cause and effect evidence that shows that saturated fat actually increases heart disease.
So you say the real secret to losing weight is to cut out the carbs, so no bread, pasta, potatoes, that sort of thing?
Yes, there's different options for different people, and this is one of the options. What happens is that when you eat carbohydrates, so that's both starchy and sugary foods, it breaks down to glucose in the gut and absorbs into the blood. And, if we eat carbohydrates, it is our preferred source of energy. But we can't use the glucose in the blood for energy. It has to go into the body cell where it's converted into energy. And for it to get into the body cell, we need a hormone called insulin. And this hormone is produced in the pancreas. the hormone insulin is what we call an anabolic hormone, which means it's a weight-promoting hormone. It encourages the storage of fat in the body. And so two-thirds of the population we know now have extra amounts of this hormone insulin in their blood. So if they are walking around with high circulating levels of insulin because they're having a high carbohydrate diet, then it prevents them using fat for energy. So it just encourages them to store the carbohydrate as fat and put on more weight. So we found that in individuals who wish to lose weight, who have got this insulin resistance, if they reduce their levels of carbs, it reduces their circulating levels of insulin, and then their body can convert to start breaking down fat and using it for energy.
So instead of toast, bacon and eggs is okay?
It's absolutely fine.
Can we just, this is radio, can you just tell us how, you know, what's your weight?
My weight is 60 kilos. My body mass index is around 22, 23.
Very good. All right. Now, your book's called Eat Fat, Step-by-Step Guide to Low-Carb Living. Dr. Trudy Deacon, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
13, 13, 32. If you're someone who's a devotee of that, are you going to throw your toast away?
Well, I'm thinking about it after the past week and how I feel. So much better by the end of the week. I just felt lighter. You've tried it, haven't you? The low carb thing. Because, you know, and my problem is I love potatoes and I love bread and I love rice.
If you've got some thoughts on that, you may have your diet of your own. You may have some, a surefire diet of your own. Give us a call. Let us know. 13 13 and 32. Surefire way to lose weight and look better. What do you think?
And if you're a breatharian, I love those people, the breatharians. Remember that diet that came up about 20 years ago? Oh, hang on. That's right. They were only going to breathe air and there was enough nutrients in air. I don't think there are any more of them around.
Breatharians?
Yeah. I think they all died out.
Oh, surprising.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.